Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and I think my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, knows I'm having an extra special guest today, who happens to be 9 years old, and I think she's doing this little meeting thing on the blanket next to me. She's trying to be extra cute because she's like, no, I'm the baby. But anyway, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to my show. I don't know if you're going to feel the energy because it is radio, you can't see it, but thank goodness for radio because I've been trying to put this show together all morning and since last night because I always try to be prepared to have my show ready because you just don't know what's going to happen. And I just got so excited about looking at my young guest about, you know, with his profile, and I'm just so blown away, and I'm going to have to ask him for some tips on some nunchucks. Let's put it this way, this kid's amazing, and I'm so super pumped. And with the beginning of the show, I always like to bring up a couple of announcements. And there is one to let you know the film that I am working on, Falcare. We should have a teaser trailer pretty soon for Falcare. We've been working on it for so long, such a long time now, over a year, and like with independent films, when you have money, it's coming out of your own pockets. Everybody's pitching in, and we're working on the armor. And let me tell you, working on a little production, you know, going behind the scenes, it takes time to do the armor. And, you know, it's coming out of our own pockets and such to do this film of Falcare. So for a year of filming on Saturdays, that's like three or six months, you know, going straight. So that's why it takes sometimes so long. And we're trying to, you know, do a really awesome teaser trailer. And director Z, Ahura Zakor Deliza, he does all the music. And the other thing, what people don't understand, Z runs a school, a metaphysical school with martial arts and stuff up in Maine here, in Standish, Maine. So not only is he working on the film, I mean, he runs a school himself, because people keep asking me about Valkyrie and saying, well, where's the teaser trailer in this? But you have to remember, Z runs a school. He's a master of his own school and his teacher. So that's why it is taking a lot of time. Z has to do many things. And a lot of us, we work our own full-time jobs to support a roof over our heads. So, you know, it is a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of hours. And yesterday, doing more of the teaser trailer, I was like, you know, I just, like, want to cry, because this is just, like, putting on, like, the battle armor just for the teaser trailer, not even getting to the scene where we have the horses, where we were taking horseback riding lessons. But it's just an amazing feeling, because I never thought in a million years that I would ever be doing this. So any child that is listening to my show today, you know, I know that you're getting pumped up for the little kid that's coming on my show and you want to do what he does. Let me tell you, here I am as an adult. I never thought I'd be doing any of this. And I'm pretty sure you kids out there probably have more martial arts experience than I do. I have some beginning martial arts in capoeira. I trained back in Boston, Massachusetts, in Everett and Broadway, in Rich Angelo's martial arts studio in capoeira, which was taught in Portuguese. So imagine me there. I know I have a funny Boston accent. I'm trying to learn capoeira, you know, the movements and stuff. They're teaching in Portuguese. I'm going one way, they're going another way. So, you know, the shoe's on the other foot here, where I'm trying to learn it in another language. So I trained a little bit in capoeira. Then under Master Z, I trained a little bit in Tai Chi. So I have basic beginner martial arts skills. I'm an adult, but I bet some of you kids out there, you guys can kick my butt. But remember, kids out there, if you're training and you know, you're interested in awesome, I'm sorry, I do have a funny Boston accent. I try to pronounce names the best I can. His name is Nassim. So that's how his name is spelled. And you can check him out. You have to check him out. He was dubbed Young Dragon by Don the Dragon Wilson himself. And this kid has 87 titles in the martial arts world. I never heard of any other adult growing up as a child that has had this many titles. So I am so floored. I'm so blown away. And also, you know, a couple other announcements. You know, with the radio show that I have, and it's growing, I've done over 105, you know, radio shows myself, and have great, you know, stunt people in the world coming here on my show as guests, you know, even in Hollywood. And I've learned that my voice is becoming bigger, so there's other things that I do want to speak about. And I was trying to remember everything, you know, I wanted to today. One of the things that I am part of is the Sarah Joy Foundation. And out of something like a tragedy, my nephew lost his young wife at the age of 32 after her second child was born. She had breast cancer, so there was a foundation that came out of this. And she didn't want to receive treatment when she had her child. So she had lost her life. And what happens, this beautiful blessing of the Sarah Joy Foundation, it is for families with terminal cancer. And you can look that up on Facebook. And it's to help out with families. It's so far, I think we've helped 4 families so far. It's for outings and billings and such. So you can check that out. Another thing, too, which I think is extremely important and I think is a necessity in the martial arts world, in the stunt community, in that film community, because I grew up as a little kid, and I always say, I never wanted to be Barbie. I always wanted to be ninja. So I had a blessing, and I feel very honored. I feel very humble, and I'm thankful, because this is the week of giving thanks. I know everybody's Thursday. Everybody's going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. Well, not everybody, but I actually celebrate Harvest Day, and I am related to people that are Native American. So in honor for them, what I do in my own way, Thursday, I celebrate Harvest Day. It's a big, huge feast, and, you know, learn about something there and look up Harvest Day. You will realize, and that's what I celebrate on Thursday. I celebrate Harvest Day. So this is the week of giving thanks. So in my own way, I've been trying to get into raising money. And you can look up Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, John G. Hagner, Falling for the Stars, and I actually am an advisor. I came on as board of advisor for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. Not only want to preserve the past for many years, but I want to help preserve the present and the future. And I've been trying to do research for buildings in Utah, and people are like, well, why don't you think of California? Well, the man himself, John G. Hagner, you know, he's 85 years old and he still works. But the thing is, I think it would be incredible for the man who's I'm trying to help with his dream to come true for building all the memorabilia that's in storage. You people will not believe all the stuff over the years that have been stored. And it needs a museum. And why I'm thinking of Utah is in John's golden years, it'll be closer for him to visit. He won't have to go farther. So that's why I'm thinking people might think California. So I'm trying to raise money to get some sort of building in museum. I don't know if Moab, if that's where the founder, the CEO is from. And I think it would be something wonderful maybe to get in Utah and to get all that, you know, preserved there. And I think that's everything that I wanted to speak about, make announcements on the show. I'm just going to send a little message. Give me one moment. I'm just sending a message here. I know you people can't see everything, and give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ask me to sing. I might break the radio station. Yes, yeah, sometimes I'm a little bit technology dysfunction. So I do everything myself, and I know people, you know, and there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing your things yourself, and you know, I'm just a human being. I make mistakes in my life. I am so far from perfect. I'm telling you, I'm learning as I go. Even as adults, you know, sometimes we just lose our minds and we fall off our path. The thing is, what I'm blessed in my own way, in the martial arts community, people that reach out their hands. Even the people that are successful in their own way, they sit there and they reach out their hands. And I'm very, very thankful. And that's why I keep doing the show, because I would like to give, you know, more honor to the stunt community. I have other people on my show, but I'm looking to bring more honor to them. So once again, with that building that I'm doing research, trying to find a building for the martial arts stunt community in the films, I do believe, you know, not just the past, but I'm here as a younger generation and as board advisor for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, is to help with the museum where, you know, being the younger generation for present and future generations in the stunt world community, in the martial arts community, in films. So with all that speaking, I think you guys are just going to be so pumped. Like I promised, it's going to be super pumped today because I am so forward to bring on my guests. You people are not going to believe who is coming on my show. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome. How are you doing?
Good.
You doing good? Is this
yes.
If I'm saying your name wrong, let me know. Is it Nassim?
Nassim.
Okay, forgive me. I'm sorry. I have a really funny accent, and if you can't understand what I'm saying, just let me know, okay, Nassim? Okay. Are you excited about being on my show?
Yes. Thank you, Shelley. I'm very excited.
Oh, thank you. You are, I've been looking at your Facebook and your pictures. I am so inspired by you, Nassim. You have blown me away. You are amazing.
Thank you.
So what are you doing today?
Nothing much, just laying around.
Are you happy you get a break today?
Yes.
So I heard many great things about you. And
thank you.
You're welcome. I heard you have 87 titles in the martial arts world. Is that true?
Yes.
Now, Can you tell me a little bit about those titles and how you got those titles?
How I got them is I've been to a lot of tournaments, and I've been competing all over the world, and I've been trying to get some more. I'm trying to get some more trophies and stuff, so I'm trying my best to get more, and hopefully I can get more.
Wow. And how long have you been training?
I've been competing since I was 5 years old.
5 years old?
Yes.
Wow. I don't even know if there are any adults that have been training since they were 5 years old. That's amazing.
I started when I was 11 months old.
11 months? Could you walk at 11 months?
Yes.
Wow. So, what is your martial art?
Can you repeat that, please?
What martial arts do you train in?
All mixed extreme martial arts, AMXMA. Like kickboxing, Shotokan, Taekwondo, and karate.
Wow. How do you have time for all this training?
I train every day.
And you go to school too, right?
Yes.
So how do you have so much energy?
Well, I'm used to it because I train every night 2 hours.
Wow. I've seen you running on a treadmill. I saw your videos and your pictures. Now, how many hours do you run on the treadmill?
45 minutes.
And after the treadmill, now, besides, you know, training in movements, I heard you train in weapons too. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I heard that you like nunchucks. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Would you be able to give me some pointers? Because I love nunchucks, and sometimes I hit myself in the head. So can you give me some pointers in avoiding hitting yourself in the head with nunchucks?
Yeah. If you don't want to hit yourself in the head with the nunchuck, you have to control it, because when I use my nunchucks, it helps my upper body strength and my arms coordination, and it helps me move faster when I do my forms.
Wow. So do you use two at once, or do you just use one pair?
Two.
You use two?
Yes.
Wow, now you're going to be like my little hero. Nunchucks are my favorite weapons, and I am really impressed, because I right now can only use one, and for you to use two, I have to look up to you now. You're my little hero.
I use commas, swords, and two. And everything is double, like two swords, two commas, and I'm working on two bows.
Two of everything. Wow, you must have nation. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
I train a lot with push-ups and abs.
So that's good to train. So push-ups is really a good thing, right?
Yes.
So do you know how many push-ups you can do?
Yes. 100.
Ah, you can do more than me. Do you know that? Nassim, you can do more push-ups than me.
Yes.
You're going to have to, if I ever come back to Boston, I heard you're from Boston. Is that correct?
Yes.
You know
yes,
what's
ma'am.
Really kind of, oh, you're very kind. You call me ma'am, that's polite. You must have really great upbringing. You're such a little gentleman. I like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I saw some pictures in another video, and I was so blown away because you are where I'm from. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And the pictures themselves, I saw you in Faneuil Hall. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you doing a performance in Faneuil Hall?
Yes.
So what, can you tell me about that performance?
On YouTube.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. And I really loved it. I saw a lot of your videos. And can you tell me about some of your performances?
Well, some of my performances I did at boxing shows, especially boxing shows and other kind of shows, like where like people like seeing it in MMA shows and all that, in boxing and college TV.
Wow. So you really are busy, right?
Yes. And I did a demo and I do demos all over the world.
Wow. When do you sleep?
Well, I usually when I come back from training, I have shake and I drink it to make my body stronger.
Really? So when you're eating, can you tell our listeners what you like to eat to help you stay healthy?
Vegetables like broccoli, carrots, and fish.
Oh, so you think it's important. Do you eat any junk food at all? Or?
No. Yeah. Well, sometimes I get a break from eating vegetables and I eat like a little bit like chips and stuff. But I drink like a lot of water.
So with eating, what is your favorite type of food that you really like to eat?
My food is spaghetti and meatballs.
Chicken and meatballs. So do you like spaghetti?
Yes.
Yes, I like spaghetti too. And as you're training and stuff, do you watch any martial arts films?
Yes, me and my dad, usually when we come back from training, we watch videos and stuff like Bruce Lee and all that, and then that's how we learn technique.
Wow, so do you have a favorite film that you love?
And yes, and Don Wilson and Cynthia movies and The Karate Kid.
Really? So what do you know about Don Wilson?
I know him because I see his videos. He's 11-time kickboxing world champion Don the Dragon Wilson and world champion Grandmaster Cynthia the Lady Dragon Rothrock. And I heard everybody talking about them. So once I met them before, and I was so happy to meet them.
Wow. So you pretty much know a lot of people that I've grown up watching. And when you meet them, you probably don't realize who they are. Do you know, I mean, have you seen a lot of their films?
Yes.
So
like
to I heard...
In Mortal Kombat. He was he was Shang-Chi.
Mm-hmm.
He came over to my house and he started like to play games with me, the Mortal Kombat, and he was over our gym to teach us a seminar.
Really? So how did that go?
It went great.
And can you tell us a little bit about that seminar?
Yes, he taught us like Like, he taught us kung fu, breaking, and all that stuff.
Oh, breaking. So do you mean break dancing?
Yeah, I do, like, and breathing. Like, when you do a technique, you always breathe with it to make it, like, breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so what is your, do you have a favorite move that you like when you're performing? Is there any favorite movements that you like to do the most?
Yes, I do. It's the jump and twist in the air, which we call it backflip twist.
Wow.
And 180, when you jump and twist and kick.
How do you do flips? Because I don't know how to do flips, so can you tell me and give me some tips?
I do training, and my dad trains me on gymnastics.
Oh, so you learn gymnastics?
Yes.
So you said gymnastics. I'm sorry. I think I interrupted you. So you said you trained in gymnastics?
No. Only my dad, gymnastics, my dad trained me. Gymnastics is like when you do a cartwheel, but you add a kick to it.
Oh, so who do you train with on a daily basis? Is it your dad?
Yes, every day.
Every day?
1 year old, when I was 1 year old, I've been training with my dad.
Wow, so since it's your dad that you train with, is it hard?
No, it's like he's my friend and I'm his friend. We both like play video games together and we do all kinds of stuff, but when it comes to training, he pushes me a lot. That's why I'm the best.
I can see that. I see so many things, and even as we're speaking, I'm going back and posting your pictures. And I see that you're actually standing, I think it's in front of a table with all traditions and a trophy. I don't know if you can remember that picture. And it shows one trophy with your gi. You have a white gi with a black belt.
Yes.
And what was that? What was for that day? What was that day for?
It was for like a tournament because I won. It was praying and I was doing forms and stuff, and I was wearing the white uniform because I was doing a traditional form, and I won.
Wow, that is awesome. And I posted that picture on my Facebook page. I posted a lot of pictures, and I believe is maybe one of your friends. Because it says, or one of your father's friends, his name, I think is a little boy named Matthew Orr, O-R-R. I think it's a little boy, and he says to tell him that I think you're unreal and he thinks you're amazing, because I'm pulling up his pictures, and it's showing these little boys, all these little boys, so I think it's a little boy, your father's. His name is Matthew Orr, and I guess he kind of wanted to say hi to you today.
Yes.
So do you want me to tell him that you said hi? I can write that to him.
Yes, please.
Okay. I will definitely do that. I'll tell him that you said hi. And so what are your plans for the week? Like, what do you, because you do so many martial arts. Now, since you do so many, how do you train? How do you keep the separate training from each martial arts? Do you have a certain day?
Every day we do anything. Like, every day we work on something that we need to work on. Like, something different each day.
Do you have a favorite martial art? Oh, you do kickboxing.
Yes. And karate.
And karate. What is your favorite martial art?
I would say all extreme. All extreme.
So you have this huge amount of talent. Now, what would you like to do, since you, it seems like you are a great martial artist? What do you want to do when you grow up?
Movies and being a great actor like all the movie stars were. Like Don
Wilson. So you like Don Wilson, is that correct?
Yes.
So if you don't mind me asking, why do you like Don Wilson?
Because since I was little, I've been looking at him and see how he's been doing all that stuff, and I've been learning that like he's a champion and all that in kickboxing and stuff. So I wanted to do the same thing as him, so I can be a movie star champion like him.
Oh, awesome! And are you able to talk about if you want to ask your dad, are there any films that you can talk about? If you want to ask your dad, if your dad's there, is it okay if you're able to talk about if you're any films
yes.
coming up?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know with films, there's certain things we can talk about and we can't talk about. So if there's something you can talk about a film, can you tell me anything that's coming up for you?
I don't know really about the film, but my dad knows how, so he can talk to you about it.
Okay. Are you able to bring your dad on there, and you're able to stay with him? Because I want to make sure I get everything out about you as much as I can.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Shelley. How you doing? This is Hamid. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well, Hamid. I don't know how much time you guys have today. I thank you for bringing Nassim. I'm very appreciative, and I always try to be careful with, I know with films, there's certain things we can and
yes.
cannot talk about. So is there anything you can talk about the films that Nassim is going to be, anything coming up that you can talk about
yes,
on the air?
Nassim is playing a good part in the upcoming, first upcoming movie of Traditions Inc. Company. The movie will be produced by Cheryl Wheeler Duncan, and
mm-hmm.
Don Wilson the Dragon, James Wilson James Wilson, and Cynthia Rothrock the Lady Dragon. Nassim and I are going to be appearing in the movie as well, playing a role of a father and son. Nassim's got a beautiful part, fighting part, and showing off some of his skills, weapons, and there's a couple parts in the movie where he's going to be taking his shirt off and showing off his abs and some martial art technique, including acrobatics, kicks, jump kicks, tricking, and weapons. It's going to be a couple fight scenes where we're going to be overall, the movie will be a very family-oriented. So it's going to be nice sending a great message to teenagers and talking about bullying and respect and teenagers in school, the relationship of teenagers between each other and the family members. It's a really family-oriented movie that's sending a great message to the youth as well.
Oh, it sounds like my type of film. I love those films. I even watch
a lot
of family.
It's going to be a lot of action, great action. You know how Don Wilson, when you see Don Wilson and Cynthia Rothrock, the Lady Dragon together, you know this movie is going to be big. It's going to be filled up with actions, and there is other great martial artists going to be part of it. I believe Master Wing, Grandmaster Wing, he is one of the greatest martial artists I met. He does several different styles, the kung fu, weapons, and to top it up, you know, Cheryl Duncan herself. I'm not sure, but I think she's gonna be doing some part in the movie as well. and like you know, she's a big woman star in Hollywood, and you know how she works. She's been in several big movies like Back to the Future, Batman, Lethal Weapon 4, Christmas Vacation, and so forth and so forth. And she's going to be producing it as well, and she may be going to have a part in there somewhere. So saying all these names, you know, this is going to be a great action movie, sending a great message, you know, to the youth out there and the family that, you know what I mean, that they have young kids getting involved and in troubles or trying to avoid the trouble altogether, especially with the confrontation with other kids in school involving bullying and so forth.
It sounds like a great family inspirational film. And I personally, one, can't wait to see it. I mean, there's scenes in it, and you're in it, and everyone. I've had Cheryl as a guest on my show, and you know what is very surprising to me, which I just still can't believe, is that in this field, and you know, like with entertainment community, right? The martial arts stunt community, it's something that it's a wonderful community. It just seems like it's apart from the rest of the entertainment world, where people the respect for martial arts.
Well, you know, the martial arts comes with a great discipline and commitment. So as a martial artist, we learn to commit. You know, we work hard to achieve certain level and techniques and experience, and takes years of practice. And you know, repetition is our secret. You know, in the business. You know what I mean? Like they say, practice makes perfect, but perfect makes champions, I guess. And champions makes it to the movies, I guess. that's the goal kind of thing, you know. And that's how much discipline you need to have and to achieve as a martial artist. So and that discipline comes with a lot of respect and commitment, like I said, and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy. Not every day Christmas, and not everybody is Santa. You gotta learn to earn. That's it. You know, and then as a martial artist, like I say all the time, you know, it takes years to perfect certain things, but through the perfection, you can build a great discipline as well. You know, towards yourself or towards what you learn or towards other people, understanding how people get through life and get through a lot of hardship. You know what I mean? You just look at us going through techniques and stuff, dropping it, bringing it back, bruises, breaking bones, pulling muscle. Mm-hmm. Come back again, sick or not, happy or not, you have to train. And that's an aspect of life. After a while, it becomes like a way of life. And like most of these movie stars, martial arts movie stars, or all these masters all around the world, their life involves martial arts around it, and martial arts involve their life around it. It becomes a way of living. You know, you train and you get involved. You go to seminar. You educate others and you learn from others. You get to meet great martial artists and masters that you can discuss things with and learn from. And in the meantime, you see special ones that comes your way with great discipline beyond martial arts. You know, the humbleness, the respect, and how great they treat others, even though you see them on big movies and where they are big stars or big celebrities. They're so humble, and that's something that we learn more about a real martial artist and real superstars by going to events or meeting them on the shows or seminars and so forth. I mean, doing martial arts and training every day in your own dojo is never enough. you really have to travel and seek more knowledge and meet more great friends, and you always learn from people better than you.
Mhm. Yeah, I agree with that. Like learning and such, and also, Hanita, it's really wonderful because I do keep, you know, they say we're all connected with the universe. We're all like one.
Oh, yes.
No matter what your background is. And I believe that because a lot of people, they don't understand it. And it's like, hey, I'm connecting. If I didn't do my radio show, I don't know if I'd be connecting to everybody. I never thought I would be talking to great people like yourself and your son. Your son really has inspired me a lot. I know he's 9 years old, but he's an inspiration. He's like my little hero. It's just something about your son.
He's my best friend.
He's amazing.
Since he was born, he's always beside me.
He is amazing. And I really hope that, you know, there's things that, there's people that I see like in future generations. I hope that he's going to be one of those people that are in the, Hall of Fame, you know, for Hollywood stuff.
Nassim trains really hard, very smart about his training and how he does it. He, with God's honest truth, he did start at 11 months. A lot of people questioned me when I say that, and we have proof of it on YouTube, videos of him. He never crawled, he walked. He started walking, he was falling. Since he was born, he was always with me at the gym. My wife watches the front desk while I'm teaching, and Nassim will be in his chair beside me while I'm teaching since he was born. So he heard it all. He's seen it all. At 11 months, he did walk. At 11 months, that was his first day. He wore a uniform and started the class. This is God's honest truth. We have a video of that. It's the video's name on YouTube. It's called Nassim Young Dragon First AMXMA Class. Check it out. First somersault. He was walking, falling, and then trying to do somersault and falling. Then 2 months later, he started kicking the target and won out since then. He trains good and long hours with great techniques, and we make it fun. We don't do the same thing over and over every day. We change styles. We change routines. We focus on some days on gymnastics. We call it gymnastics. We don't call it gymnastics because we kick while we're doing acrobatics moves. It's not gymnastics for cheerleading that we teach or we do. It's gymnastics mm-hmm. for martial artists. It involves tricking. In other words, you can call it tricking if you want to. But we added our own style, our own technique with our perfection. We have a big gym, like I mentioned before, a big dojo, 10,000 square feet, divided in two rooms, one room for gymnastics and one room for martial arts, and we call it extreme martial arts. We founded the styles called all mixed extreme martial arts, including kickboxing, Thai boxing, karate, Shotokan, Shidokan, Taekwondo. We do weapons, we do kung fu, we do jiu-jitsu. It's just a lot of different styles. We get involved. We met a lot of people. I trained and attended a lot of seminars with big martial artists in the world, from Europe, from America, from Asia. Like I said, I've been doing it myself for 42 years. This year would be my 42nd year of martial arts. So, like I said, Nassim trained every day in the beginning for about 1 hour a day when he was from 1 year old to about 3 years old. And after that, he started doing 2 hours a day because he liked gymnastics. And we do first hour of gymnastics, and after that, we do martial arts, mixed extreme martial arts. Then he picks it up more during the summertime because we run summer camps, and we do 7 hours of summer camps where we go swimming, fishing, playing video games, doing gymnastics all day. We have trampolines at the gym. So it's 2 months to 3 months of fun. In the meantime, a lot of conditioning. You know how kids are in summer. They just don't stop. So between swimming and running in the woods, you know, hiking and all that, they build a lot of energy. They build a lot of strength. Jumping and trampoline, you know what I mean, for 2 hours, 3 hours, builds the upper body, lower body strength. That's why I see him get muscles everywhere. I mean, there is no magic to it. The kids train. They train hard, and they put a lot of hours to it. Then the weapons comes out fun. We play martial arts video games. We watch movies, kung fu movies. And he's seen it. That's the lifestyle he lives. I mean, there is no magic that he is where he is now. As a matter of fact, we had an interview yesterday with Patty Mark from Fight King website, and we went through his titles. And I'm going to shock you. He's got 103 titles, not 87. Should we start counting them? 103 since 2011. Yes, we missed a couple of the Grand Champion and Mass Mall National. We missed a couple of championships from Canada. We missed a couple championships from Atlantic City. For Action Martial Art Magazine tournaments. We competed in it last year. So we added them up last night with Mark Petty, because she's seen the plaques where he got his titles and grand championships and so forth, and she wanted a number. So I was showing her the medals and the belts, and we forgot about the plaques. So we counted them over. It was 103, 2011. And
wow.
it's amazing. We used to compete more. Every weekend we used to travel. That's work for us, you know. It's a family business. We own a gym, and I am a president of New England distributor for Tradition. So we go to the tournaments, you know, to promote the Tradition, the t-shirts and product. In the meantime, we sell them around in the tournaments. So it's like, it's not like something we wanted to happen, but it just happened. Like, we go to compete. In the meantime, we go to sell our products, our line, AMXMA line, plus Traditions t-shirts. So we traveled to Canada, all over the country. We compete internationally on the World Championships. We do seminars around. We've been in California. We've been in Canada. We've been in Northern Ireland. We've been in Germany. We competed in Italy. We're going again to Russia, hopefully, and Morocco, then Germany again. And this is what we do for a living. It's not like, you know, this is not just something that we do for fun, but it's something we do it because it's our way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't happen overnight. You know, 103 titles didn't happen overnight, and it didn't just come like that because we were, you know, waking up one day and said, you know what, we're going to go to tournament. We compete. We are martial artists. We're competitors. I've been competing all my life. You know what I mean? And so is my students, so is my kids, so is most of martial artists. That's the way we live. And just some people, they understand the game, and some people, they compete, they practice to compete. And some people, they just practice for fun, or some people, they just practice because they just want to reach a certain level. There is a martial art, and there's a sport martial art. Two different things in martial arts. A different style, I should say, or different ways to follow in martial arts. There is knowledge part. You can just study, understand, you know, and become. Or there is a studying, a little more perfection and detail, and go and compete. We don't just compete in one style, and we compete in a lot of different styles because this is what we teach in our school, and that's what we know. We compete in kickboxing. We compete in Thai boxing. We compete in Taekwondo tournaments, karate tournaments, sports karate tournaments, and this is the reason why Nassim has so many titles. So when he competes, he enters between 4 to 8 events at each between 4 to 8 events at each tournament. And sometimes we come home with 6 titles within one day. And there is a weekend when we compete Saturday and Sunday, and we come home with 11 to 12 titles, like last year in June. We went to Detroit. We competed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We brought home 12 titles, national titles.
Wow.
12 of them in one weekend. And the same thing, we went to Italy, we competed for 1 week, we brought 5 titles. It's not like, every time we compete, we go in just for one event, one style of fighting. We do 2 style of fighting. We do karate, point sparring, speed fighting, and we do the continuous fighting. Then we do 5 different type of forms. With a traditional 6, actually. Traditional forms, creative forms, we do extreme forms. Then we do traditional weapon, creative weapon, and extreme weapon. So then that's 8 divisions. Is it easy? No. Preparing for 8? No, it's not easy. Because you have to know exactly what are you going to do in each division. And to teach a little kid, to understand, no, this is different. Now, this is extreme form is different than creative. You cannot do this technique. You cannot do acrobatics and creative. You cannot release the weapon on the creative. And he knows he loves to release the weapon. And sometimes it gets hard. But guess what? Practice makes perfect. That's all it is to it. And since he started young, he understood the game of competition, understood the game of the martial arts challenge and respect and hard work. It's something that the kid lives every day. It's in his blood. And we're not going to forget his grandfather. My wife's father is one of the big popular athlete in North Africa, or Arabic word. He was the first person that got the golden ball in soccer. They call him Faras Ahmed Faras.
Wow, really?
So athletism runs in the family, yes. He's a grandfather, one of the biggest legend in the soccer legend in Africa, an Arabic word. The first person ever to get the golden ball, yeah. So,
my gosh, that's kind of cool because I do know about soccer because I remember still living back in Boston. I remember when Italy won a couple years ago, and it was all crazy in the North End. So I was still living back in Boston when they won the championship. And
I was there. I seen them when they brought the World Cup to Mike's Pastry. Yeah. With one
took
pictures with them, yeah.
Well, that's kind of, it's a small world. It's such a small world. It's like, I'm so blown away. It's like, I'm so floored that you're from Boston and you're sitting there. I've been living up in Maine for 4 years, and I don't think if it was due to my radio show, I don't think I've ever, I don't know, maybe I could have known about you guys, but I think you and your son Nassim are amazing. If I ever get to do a film, I was like, I'd love to play his mom someday. In a film, I was like,
you got dark hair like him.
Yes, I can play his mom. I'd love to play his mom.
He looks more Italian than anything.
Yeah, and it's just, I can do it. And I was like, if I have a voice coach, I bet I can learn how to, have a good accent. It's like, I know I have the Boston accent, but, hey, you can say we're from Boston. We'll blend. We'll mix.
That's great. Here's this team. You can talk over there, right here. Well, we want to really, for all this this competition, Nassim, been competing, and now we've been traveling, so we would love to take the opportunity to thank the sponsors, that helped Nassim competing and traveling all over the world. One of them, biggest sponsor and been there all the time, is Mike's Pastry from the North End. You guys all know Mike's Pastry, right, the cannoli place, and Mike Verica Construction, one of the from Easton, and then one of the sponsors from our gym, Tina, Tina Tavares with the Premier Solutions. She sponsors us all the time, you know, to travel out of the country. And last but not least, Traditions. We want to thank Traditions from deep of our hearts. Thank you so much for the support and love and sponsorship, you know, the House Nassim. Go and show his talent all over the world. Thank you, Don Wilson. Thank you, James Wilson. And thank you, Cynthia. And definitely, we're not going to forget Cheryl Wheeler. She is a sweet, sweetheart. She spoke to Nassim a couple times. She gave us a hand. First time we met, she was helping us selling the T-shirts. That's how humble she is. I didn't even know who she was at first. Just met through through James. I just said to me, this is Cheryl. I was like, hi, Cheryl. I know she was so sweet. She was all over Nassim. And in a sudden, here she is helping us, you know, folding the T-shirts, putting them on the table, and selling them with us. And I didn't know until the end. I was like, who's that lady? She looks like she's muscular. But that's Cheryl Wheeler. She is 3 times world champion. She is a movie star. She's been in so many movies. She owns a company of Genesis Pure Product, which is we get some of the product. That's what Nassim was mentioning earlier on his interview, that he drinks some stuff at night.
That's what he was saying, Genesis. Yes.
I told him, you don't tell the secret.
Yeah, you gotta like, that's why I was like trying to be careful.
Pushing.
I gotta be careful here, you know, because you know, with adults, and it's like trying to, I'm very hyper, so I was like, I gotta bring my energy down because getting children on my show, I says, well, I have to, you know, go a little bit slower and bring my energy down. Because I was like, I don't want to see a theme because I'm very hyper. And it says, okay, this is the first time I have a child on my show. And it says, you know, I try to think, okay, how do I talk to a child live on the air? And, you know, I put a warning out there to have, you know, it does get crazy and people, you know, they get a little crazy on my show. So I says, you know, I'm having a child and this is a good experience for me because I believe Nassim is the first child I have on air, so it's a learning experience for me, too.
Nassim is very quiet kid, very, very shy, quiet kid. But it's amazing. You put him in the middle of a crowd, and he is a dragon, period. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You put him in the middle, he loves attention in with the crowd. Loves to perform. For bigger the crowd is, the better he feels. He's so proud of what he knows, what he does, and what he achieved. He's a proud kid. He loves what he does every day. He enjoys it. I mean, you can't ask better than that. Thank God for all the blessing, and thank all the martial artists that were part of our life to learn from or to follow or to watch and learn from as well. So, like I said, but when it comes to the ring, you put Nassim up, he will drive everybody crazy. At the very last before he closes his shows, he does this special signature thing of him that I love myself and everybody loves. It's called Unleash the Dragon. So if you watch his videos at the very end, he drops his arms down and he lifts his head up and he shouts so loud. That's called Unleash a Dragon. He came up with that move and he said, Papa, I love this. I feel like I'm done now and I just want to, you know, express myself by shouting and get all that energy out and go back to my own self afterwards. And that is true. That's how he does it, and that's how he feels. During the form, he's fast. He's really raised and crazy sometimes with the moves and stuff. And it's a lot of perfection involved. And at the very end, when he stops, he just yells his heart out. Afterwards, he closes it with a nice bow for respect, and he goes back to the kid that he was, you know, a couple of minutes before. And that's happened every time he demonstrates or he performs or when he competes. Sometimes after after he finishes, he goes back and plays with toys in the middle of the show. And everybody looks at him. That's not the kid who was on stage. It's like, you know what? That's just being himself. He's still a kid. Mm-hmm. He loves what he does. You know, it's just like a kid that loves to dance. When they dance, they express themselves. And afterwards, they go back to their normal life and normal self, playing video games, fooling around, you know, and messing mm-hmm. up and watching TV and going to school and being normal, you know, like everybody else. And that's a life that's seamless. And we try to keep it that way. We're not putting pressure on our students or neither our kids. There is time when you take it serious, and there's time when you be yourself. You know, when you go to school, you have to give it 100% of schoolwork. Pay attention, listen to your teacher, follow instructions and directions. That's what it's time for. That's it. And when you're in karate, you do similar thing. Or when you with your friends or at home, so you be yourself. But don't forget, there is rules to follow, and there is laws to respect, and time to go by. And that's mm-hmm. it. And it's not hard. It's not hard to teach a young kid to be a superstar. It's not hard to teach a young kid to be a great athlete. It's not hard to teach a younger kid to be, you know, a musician or a performer or an actor. It's easy. And it's as much as easy, you know, to teach the kid to be a bad kid through gangs, through bad neighborhoods and everything else. So there is no surprises. There is no magic when you see a great young, talented kids around, because we have a young, bad kids around as well. So there is no magic to this. It just depends who is the role model to the kids, who's the father or who the parents are, what the environment they're living in. And that's really plays a big role in a younger kid's life. It doesn't matter if a city is nice city or bad city or a tough city. It doesn't matter. But it's still, the kid and a child, you know, learns everything at home first before mm-hmm. he goes up to the community. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you live in Brockton or Dorchester or Maine or New York. Kid is a kid. It depends on how the parents raise them. That's all.
That's true. You're right. No, you're 100% right. And it's like, it's hard, like, at my age and stuff. And it's like, I try to understand, because I've never had children. And it's like, I know out there in the world that there's so many, I mean, if I get settled in my way, who knows? Maybe there's going to be many kids that I can help. But seeing people like yourself raising such wonderful kids, they inspire me. And I was like, I won't say how old I am, but I think, you know, I'm up there. But they inspire me to help me stay on my path. And I was kind of, you know, I wanted to say thank you to you and Nassim, because I was having, like, somewhat of a bad week. You know how some things happen for a reason, where my guest who I was supposed to be on my show was MIA, and it was like, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of someone to see if someone could call in, and I'm like, okay, this is live, and I got to keep my head on my shoulders, and it happens that you're able to call in through someone else who I was, like, right into, which was James Wilson, which was, you know, Don Wilson's brother, because we're all, like, all connected. So you call in, and the universe works in this mysterious ways, and it's like, when you were telling me about your son, something, when I saw his you know, you're saying Young Dragon and his videos and stuff, it's inspired me so much. I'm not kidding. I've been slacking on working out. And, you know, I'm up here in Maine. I don't have a car. I don't have it's a little bit different than Boston. It's hard to get to places. It's not the same.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I says, you know, I was kind of like bummed, and I'm trying to prepare for my own film, right, you know, that I'm working on
a film myself.
Yeah,
matter of fact, Maine. Yeah, we visited Maine a couple times. Nassim did a seminar there 2 years ago, Nassim? Yeah, it was 2 years ago. He did a seminar for a big summer camp, martial arts summer camp for 2 days. Yeah, he ran. That was one of his first seminar ever.
Wow.
Out of the States. Yeah. Yeah, well, you did a seminar there.
You guys just inspire me, and I'm telling you the truth. He helped me get back into, like, getting into a workout schedule. I'm not kidding, because I started working out, and I have to buckle down, because for a film I'm doing, we have to get on horses and do a fight scene, and he inspired me to get back on schedule. A 9-year-old, for that, for me, I'm not kidding, because usually I'm talking about Jackie Chan and all that, but he has inspired me so much. I started working out more because of him. It's like one thing led to another.
Thank
because
you.
Of your son. I'm working out more because of Nassim.
Well, see, the secret of what we do, or what most great martial artists and great champions do, when they train, they make fun. They're not obligated, but they make it fun. It's like it's commitment to a fun thing. When you commit to something great that you love, that is fun, you give it 100%. But when you commit to something that you don't even really like much, or you don't enjoy, it's definitely not gonna work out. But the secret of it, you have to love it. Don Wilson must love kickboxing more than anybody to become the big legend, a big legend of kickboxing, 11 times world champions. And at his age, he's still going to be on the ring doing exhibition fight. That's amazing. Not to forget, if I'm not mistaken, Don Wilson was the first highest paid in kickboxing fight ever. And I was discussing it. I never brought it up with him, but I discussed it with some people from France, Dominique Valera, a very good friend of Bill Wallace. Matter of fact, Bill Wallace, I did a seminar with Bill Wallace in 1996 in Morocco. We did a tour of Morocco, and we discussed a lot. And I have a lot of knowledge about kickboxing world and kickboxing champions. But it amazes me that Don Wilson, you know what I mean, was, and he deserved it. It was the first highest paid ever in kickboxing fight. I can't say the amount, but it's more than 150. But exact amount, I don't know. I don't know if I can say it. But the highest paid ever was Don Wilson, the Dragon, and he was amazing and all weights and all. He fought for all different ages and unbelievable. Man, he inspires me a lot. I mean, I love all great martial artists like Bill Wallace, Joe Lewis, all these great kickboxers and all their friends and so forth. But it's something different with all of them nice and humble people. But something different with the Don Wilson. He makes you feel very, very comfortable. He loves to talk. Like I do, and you do as well.
You guys, yes, you do. And
oh my God, right. with people, strangers, and give them time and talk to them. And this is what made Don Wilson, you know, one of the most popular in Europe, and the most popular kickboxing from America and Europe is Don Wilson. He's loved by all people. Germany's everybody, when we go to Germany, everybody loves him. Russians, the French, it's amazing. And a secret to that is just being yourself. Don Wilson,
he's
a great guy, a great martial artist, great movie star, and a great human being, period. Even anytime he will talk to everybody and tell you stories, and it's fun to be around. And he's one of my role models, I will say. You know what I mean? I trained with Bill, and Bill Wallace, a great, great legend. Mm-hmm. I love him a lot. You know, we spent a lot of time together. But like I said, they all come with each one of them comes with their own specialty and love and humbleness. So martial arts is a great word where you can meet and greet they're great people, and they take you in like a best friend, even the first day you meet them. It's amazing. I love what we do for a living. I love what we do for fun, and we love all the people we meet, and we meet more. And I'm just gonna say we love the good and the bad and the ugly of them all.
Yeah, I was wondering how much time do you guys have left? It's like I just wanted to at least thank him.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, here he is. You can talk to him because he said to me, "Papa, I need to talk too." I said, "Okay, wait."
Yes, no problem.
It's your show. I told him it's your show. Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nasim. Hi. Hi. Thank you for being patient. So, can you tell me about yourself? I want to know in your own words. What do you want to do? Do you want to? Is there anything else like in martial arts? What are your dreams?
Well, my dreams are to be like a movie star, to be like a movie star and a good actor, to show everybody that they can be like me. Like if they achieve something, like for example, a basketball player, like Michael Jordan was. He's a famous basketball player. He has his own shoes and stuff. And how he got there is that he'd been training a lot and he never stopped. When he falls down, if I fall down and I try to, I keep standing up and keep doing it over and over again.
Mhm. So when you fall down, or you ever, you ever like land hard and such, does it take you a while to get up? Or I mean, have you ever broken anything? How do you keep going on?
I never broke anything. Thank God, I never broke anything. But the how I like used to it is I do it like almost I do it every day. I never stop, and that's just how I got. And I never give up. Once I try to do something to master it and pull it off. I'm practicing. Like, every day I'm practicing on something that nobody has ever done.
Oh, really? So you're doing something now?
Yes. I do it every day and the weekends.
Oh, so do you ever get tired and just need a break?
I play my break is usually I play video games with my dad, and I have a lot of fun with him.
So what video games do you like? Do you have a favorite video game?
Yes, it's fighting games, like martial arts games. Like, it teaches you how to do moves and stuff. That's how I learned all my moves. I learned them from TV shows and video games. And once I saw it, I tried to do it, but I tried, like, Ninja Gaiden. He does flips and all that. So when I see him do flips and all, I do it too, but I add something else to it. I add more.
Oh, wow. So you really do learn from video games. Is that correct?
Yes.
So when you play the video games, like what movements do you see that the players, do you recognize anything in a video game that you do yourself?
Yes. Butterfly, tornado kick, weapons, nine trucks, and flips and all and everything.
Oh, so in the video games, Do you use any weapons in the video games?
Yes, they do. They use the type of video games that I play. They have especially the swords. The sword and the bow, and the nunchucks and combos.
Wow! And so, I saw a picture of you on your page, and I believe you had two swords. Now, are those real swords that you were posing with?
No, they're just metal.
They're just metal?
Aluminum
sword for competition.
Aluminum swords for competition.
Okay. And when you practice, because I know when people practice, they have like a kind of either wooded sword or some sort of thing for safety. What do you practice with when you're in dojo?
I practice with wood sword and a foam sword to help me. Like, if I really want to get this technique, first I go into the foam, and then when I do good with the foam, I go into the wood, and then I go into other kinds. And then
what's next?
Same thing with all weapons.
Hmm. So what was your very first weapon? Do you remember the very first weapon you trained with?
Yes. The very first weapon was the red nunchucks, and they were foam, because once I use a foam, when I told you about the sword and the wood and stuff, it's like when you use the nunchuck, because we start with the nunchuck to build our arms and other body strength to control other weapons.
Yeah. And have you ever performed, maybe not a competition, but when you went to, you know, your tournaments, have you ever used that for form with nunchucks at a competition, like tournaments for form?
Yes.
So many times.
I have videos of them on world championships.
Creative weapon nunchucks.
And the creative weapon nunchucks.
Oh, so do you have a favorite pair of nunchucks? Are they a certain color that you practice with or anything?
Yes, they're all kinds of colors. Gold, red, and green, and silver, and all.
Oh, so I heard that, I might have heard something. Did your father, does he design his own weapons?
Yes, he does.
And are they nunchucks or swords or other type of weapons?
No, he just bow. He uses all. Bows. He does a lot of like the bows. Like he puts the grips and stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
Bow and swords.
You actually have a bow staff. Is that correct?
Yes.
What size is your bow staff? I know there's many different sizes. How long is your bow staff?
4 feet.
4 feet? So can you handle it pretty well?
Yes.
Yeah. So have you gone in a tournament with bow staff for forms? Did you use that at a tournament?
Yes, many times. When you compete, you compete with all kinds of different weapons.
Oh, okay. So which weapon do you think is the hardest, and which weapon do you think is the easiest?
Well, the hardest is the hardest is the commas, because there's not much to do with them, because it's like they don't have no chain and stuff, but the what commas are, it's like It's like a bull staff. It's like it's like a stick, and then it has a blade on the side of it. But there's not much to do. But you can do some tosses and some spins on your finger.
The easiest
is the nunchuck.
Okay.
you get like whip it around and throws and all that. And backflips with it and flips.
Wow. Maybe someday you'll have to, if I'm ever back in Boston to visit you, would you teach me how to do a flip?
Yes.
I would be so honored.
We have trampolines to do it on and stuff.
Because I always wanted to learn how to do a flip. I learned how to do a cartwheel, but I've never learned how to do a flip. Is that how you learned how to do a flip? How did you learn how to do a flip? Was it a tumble first, like you do a tumble sort? How did you learn how to do an actual flip?
My dad spots me behind the back, he flips me, keeps in until I get to the end of the room. He keeps going on with the
Okay. And have you done flips?
1 hour.
An hour what?
1 hour's four.
When you were four.
4 years old. When I was 4 years old.
That was when you did your first flip when you were four.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Aerial
no wonder why.
At 3 years old and backflip at 4 years
old. I did aerial at 3 years old and backflip at 4 years old.
Wow. That's amazing. And if you don't mind me asking, do you like ninjas?
Yes.
So do you happen to own any ninja stars or anything like that?
No.
Or what do you all, do you know what a katana blade is?
Yes. It's a sword.
Mm-hmm. That's, I love them too. And I know that they're dangerous weapons.
For your black belt, you get a real one.
You do?
When I was six.
You black belt when you were six?
Yes.
How did you get a black belt at six?
And you get the sword. Because I started at 11 months.
Wow. So you were practically born in martial arts world. Is that correct?
Yes.
So do you remember, what is your first memory about martial arts?
My first memory about martial arts was at 11, when I started karate at 11 months.
So you do remember that? You must have a good memory.
You remember when you went to in the college, the demonstration at 2.5 years old. I have it on video. That's how you remember.
I demonstrated on Massachusetts College when I was 2 years old. My dad has a video.
Wow, I have to check after here today. I'm going to look more on your videos.
With the sword.
So you do have a sword. That's amazing. And I wanted to ask another question where I see you in this outfit, and it's like a gi, but I thought it had to do with Aikido. It has you and two swords, which I believe is the aluminum swords.
Yes.
And the pins are really big. What kind of...
That's the time when I did this one. At the demonstration.
And With that, that martial art form is not Aikido, is that correct? Is it a different one than Aikido?
It's Aikido.
It's Aikido.
Kondo.
Okay.
It's a kondo.
Okay, so can you tell people what that martial arts form is about?
Traditional, with the sword and with the stances and kiais, and then stances and kiais and cuts and solid.
So you get to do, Nassim, you get to also do a lot of performances. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm opening up your page as we speak, and I see you in a black uniform, and you have a black belt with green writing, and I believe you did a performance at Six Flags. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what was that performance like? Can you tell our listeners about that performance at Six Flags?
It was with B-Cap. B-Cap is a thing. He sings and he danced. And it was with B-Cap, and I demonstrated they were all weapons.
So did people, when they were watching you, were there people going like, wow? I mean, and what did the crowd do?
There was like a lot of people watching me. I did it three times. I did performance three times.
So it was it three times in one day?
Yes. At different times.
At different times?
Another thing a week later, three times.
Yes.
I performed a week later.
Three times
wow.
a day. Three times at the same day.
That is awesome.
It was crowded and I got to play in the ride and stuff.
That's really awesome. And I'm going through, as you're speaking to me, I'm looking at your pictures. Now, there's a picture where it's showing you, and I think you have the American flag around you, and I'm trying to see what this says here. There's a certificate you're holding, and I think you have a ribbon. It could be a medal around your neck. And the document
yes.
says KC. Can you tell us about
yes.
that?
Yeah, it's a special tournament. WKC stands for World Karate Kickboxing Federation. Council, and I did it in Canada, and Italy. 2012 in Canada and 2013 in Italy. 1 week competition. When I got seven medals.
When you got, did you say seven?
Yes.
Wow.
Five
gold and
two bronze.
Wow. So are you running out of room with all these medals and plaques at home?
I have over 300
trophies
and medals and plaques.
Wow. Is it taking all these plaques and medals, are they taking up your whole house now?
No, they're at the gym in a big size, and it's a big size gym, and so we got a big section of like there's medals and plaques on the walls and pictures of me and trophies on the wall.
Wow.
and belts.
Wow, that's amazing. Is this because of all the hard work, do you think? Is that why it's possible you've gotten the medals from the hard work that you do?
Yes, commitment and hard work.
Okay. And in your own words, would you be able to tell me what your thoughts are on martial arts? Is it about honor, hard work? What do you think about martial arts?
I think about martial arts that it helps me to be it's a great sport, and it helps me to be, it teaches me how to be disciplined and focused.
And what else? Do you know any history on martial arts? What do you know about martial arts?
It's like Japan. It's like Japan, like Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan and China.
And so, do you know, besides what you were saying, who are people that you look up to in the martial arts world? Do you look up to your dad?
Yes. Yes, and and he's my hero.
Aww. So it must be awesome to work out with your dad, right?
Yeah, and he's my best friend.
Oh. That is so sweet. You know, it's really hard. So, you know, I hear a lot of kids, sometimes they don't get along with their dad. So you must get along pretty good with your father. Is that correct?
Yes, we play video games and we hang out together. We do swimming and we do fishing.
So you fish. So besides martial arts, you know, what else do you do?
Yes,
I suppose
you
go
dancing.
And you dancing. Do dancing?
Yes. I have videos of Beach Up, and I've been in a video, a music video with Beach Up. We're doing backflips and dancing.
Really? Is that on YouTube anywhere?
Yes.
So I can actually see that. Now, is it underneath this musician's name?
The song was called Reach for the Sky.
Okay, because I'm going to look up some more stuff after our interview today.
And Mickey Ward was in it.
And Mickey Ward?
Yes, was in it.
Oh, wow, I've met Mickey Ward, so you know who Mickey Ward is?
Yes.
So you think he's pretty cool?
Yes.
So I heard, and I think I've seen a picture. Did he come to your dojo?
Yes. He did the grand opening. And he cut the ribbon.
Wow. That's awesome. And who else got to come to your dojo?
Marvin Hagler.
Wow. The Marvin Hagler, the boxer?
And Tagawa, yes.
Wow. And the other guy, what was the other guy's name?
Tagawa from Mortal Kombat.
So you like Mortal Kombat, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, you want to hear something really cool? Really?
Yes.
You really like play? Now, who is your favorite character in Mortal Kombat?
Johnny Cage.
Really? You like Johnny Cage?
Yes.
Do you know what I was for Halloween one year?
What?
Scorpion. I have a scorpion costume. I'll have to. Do you know who Scorpion is?
Yes.
He's the bad guy, though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Nassim, do you think someday you will have, like, your own video game after yourself?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes.
What are the things? What was that?
With the figurine.
Did you say?
With a background and me in a suit and stuff and. A video game and make a figurine.
And figures too? Would you ever be like an action figure?
Yeah.
Because I would buy that. If you were an action figure, I would actually buy that.
It's my dream.
I would love to see you as an action figure, as in a video game. I would buy that video game. So anything else you do, Nassim? Do you go to school? What else besides martial arts? Do you go to school? I know you said dancing, but do you go to school?
Yes, I do.
Are you?
And it's close to my house.
Oh, that's
good. And I enjoy school.
Oh, so when you're in school during the day, do you wish that you were actually doing martial arts when you're in school learning?
No.
No? So what other things do you like doing? Do you like going to the movies? I mean, anything else you like doing?
I like playing outside.
What is that? Oh,
I like playing outside with the kids.
Okay. And what do you do when you're hanging out with your friends? What do you guys usually do?
We run around and play tag and hide and seek.
Oh, so you guys still, and so people still play hide and seek. Like, what kind of games do you guys play besides hide and seek?
We play all kinds of different stuff. Like, we make up our own games. We play soccer. And
oh,
basketball.
You like other sports?
Yes. Like basketball.
Oh. So
in
soccer?
Yes. I play soccer outside with my friends.
Oh. So you like other sports too?
Yes.
Now, when you said about music video, do you ever think of ever wanting to do more music videos?
Yes.
So, are there any musicians that you like? Any, Betty, that you listen to?
Yeah, and like hip-hop and hip-hop and dance and all kinds, any kind of music except bad music.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any favorite songs right now?
It's songs by B-Cap. It's called Wow.
Wow, W-O-W, is that what it's called?
Yes.
And he has a lot of videos on YouTube, is that correct?
Yes.
so I'll have to, I have to try to keep up. I don't know who he is, but now I do because of you, and I will be checking him out after I'm done interviewing you, and I'm going to look for more of your pictures.
He's a cousin of Rocky Marciano.
No. Are you kidding me? You're not teasing me, are you?
Yes. He is the cousin of Rocky Marciano.
Oh, wow. You just surprised me. You really, really just surprised me because I don't know. Do you know who Rocky, you know, the boxer, have you ever seen that film?
Yes.
So you know the song,
so,
The Eye of the Tiger?
Yes. And in Silver Stallone.
So you know Sylvester Stallone is, right?
And Rambo.
And who?
And Rambo.
Rambo. So, you know, I like Stallone too. So you made my whole day because I'm going to dedicate to you. You know that song, Eye of the Tiger?
Yes.
I'm dedicating that song to you, Eye of the Tiger, today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I wanted to also say thank you. Do you know, you inspired me so much. The other week, I wasn't having a great week, but when your dad, he told me all about you, you put a big smile on my face, and because of that, I started working out more because of you. So you're a big inspiration to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And can you tell me anything? We have a little bit of time left on the show. What would you like to tell any kids out there, you know, on your own words, from your own heart? I mean, is there anything you'd like to let the world know and any children out there that has dreams?
Yes. They should follow their dreams and never give up. When they keep falling, when they try to do something, when they keep falling, you have to just get up and do it again and keep going and going. And practice makes perfect, perfect, perfect make champions.
That's really awesome. I'm really glad that you're able to take your time out today with me, Nassim. And I just want to say thank you very much. And I just want to ask. I'm sorry.
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes I have bad reception up here where I am, so if
yes.
It sounds like I'm repeating myself, that's why. So what do you look forward to, you know, for the holidays? Do you have big plans for holidays? Are you looking forward to whatever celebrations? What do you celebrate for holidays that you're happy about this year?
Thanksgiving and the New Year.
And the New Year? And
yes.
Is there anyone that you want to thank, or what are you thankful for this week?
I'm thankful for I'm thankful for God and my mom and my dad and my family.
Oh, so does your mom inspire you?
Yes.
Are you able to talk a little bit about your mom?
Yes.
What did you want to say about your mom?
Well, that I love my mom, and that she helps me. Whatever I don't understand, she helps me, and studying, and all that. And she likes to take me out everywhere, just like my dad.
So it sounds like you have a really great mom.
Yes.
You have to give her, after the show, I want you to give her a hug for me, okay?
Okay.
And do you have, I think I saw a girl with you in the picture, in the, I think there's a store with your dad and your mom, and I think there was a girl with you. Do you have a sister?
Yes, her name's Ayla.
Yeah,
she does karate with me, and she likes to sing and dance.
Oh, so do you get along with your sister, or you guys drive each other crazy?
I get along with her.
Oh, really?
I love her. Yes.
So who's older? Are you older, or is your sister older?
I'm older. She's 8, and I'm 9.
Oh, so you're the big brother?
Yes.
Do you like being a big brother?
Yes.
So are you able to teach her anything about martial arts?
Yes. All the time.
So she gets to learn from you. That is awesome. I'm really proud of you, Nassim. Do you like anything? Do you like animals or?
Yes, I like dogs.
Oh, you like dogs?
I like to hold them.
Oh,
horses. And horses.
And what? And horses?
And horses. Yes.
Wow. They're pretty big animals, huh?
Yes.
So, do you like any type of dogs?
No, mm-hmm. I like any kind. I used to ride horses in Morocco.
Really?
When I was little.
When you were little? How old were you when you were riding horses?
I was 4 years old and 5.
Wow, so you learned at a very young age to ride horses. Did you get up on the saddle by yourself? How did you get to ride horses?
They helped me. They helped me. When they were next to me and they were helping me, they were teaching me how to ride the horse.
Really? So you can actually get up on a horse by yourself if you ever wanted to ride a horse?
No.
Well, not yet, right?
Yeah.
So do you ever think in a film in the future you might be riding a horse?
Hopefully.
Hopefully? What else? I do have a few minutes, but what else do you ever want to do in the films? I know martial arts and maybe riding a horse. When you're old enough, like drive a car. I mean, what do you hope to, like, what are things else that you want to do in films?
Superheroes.
Superheroes. So, do you have a favorite superhero?
Yes, Wolverine.
You like Wolverine?
Yes.
I love Wolverine.
And Hulk.
And the Incredible Hulk, too?
Yes.
Wow. Can you watch the films? Are you able to watch the films that are in the theaters? Or are you too young?
Yes.
You can watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the latest Wolverine that was out this summer?
Yes.
So you saw that before me. Did you like it? Were there ninjas in it?
I think so.
I'm going to see the movie Thursday, so I hope it's a good film. Do you think I'm going to enjoy it?
Yes, because it has a lot of action.
Oh, great. I cannot wait to see it. You're getting me more excited to see the Wolverine film. So, Nassim, I want to thank you and your father for being on my show today. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you think that you would ever be a guest on my show ever again?
Yes. Anytime.
Well, thank you. And to let you know that you'll be able to hear this show. I'm going to upload it and make sure it's on my page. And anytime you want to listen to it, you can, okay?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, too. And I hope you have your Sunday as a great Sunday, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you. And thanks for being on the show, and thanks for being such an awesome young dragon.
You're very, very welcome.
Well, thank you. And tell your dad thank you. Remember, you have to give your mom a hug from me, too, okay?
Thank you, Shelby, for letting me be on your show. I'm very excited today.
Well, me too, and enjoy your Sunday, and bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Nassim. N-A-S-S-I, M as in Michael, Nassim, Young Dragon. You can check him out, and I'm pretty sure you're all going to hear about him in the future. And I feel very blessed to have this young man was on my show today. And like I says, if you have a dream, and even have this young man, 9 years old, that was on my show, he himself, the words of his mouth coming saying, you know, as long as you work for it, you can achieve it. And all those out there, remember, if you have a dream, you are as good as anybody else. And I'm so very blessed and so very honored to have this young man on my show. And I'm very, very lucky, you know, to be part of this community. And I feel very blessed. And once again, it is the week for giving extra special thanks. So this Sunday, I'm so thankful. It's been a wonderful experience to have this young man on my show. I'm very blessed and very thankful. Well, everyone, no matter where you are in this world, whether it be day, middle of the afternoon, or the night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and everyone, enjoy your Sunday, and talk to you guys on Wednesday. All right, bye-bye.